Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. So good having you here. I'm feeling super inspired lately to teach and just be more tactical in the way I'm talking about my work. And today I want to talk about is the difference between point of view and USP, which is unique selling proposition. And I know that we hear this interchangeably, and it even took me a while to understand, but I'm going to simplify it for you with what it means, what's in it for you, which one matters most, and also context of what I mean, because I posted a video about this, and it's incomplete in the context of the way that I meant it, hence this podcast episode being created. So let's get right into it. So a unique selling proposition is product driven. So it's not personality driven. It is literally the product, how this product is better than all the other products in the market. This is even if you sell a product on Amazon. It's and then if you are a service provider, entrepreneur, this would be your product as in your skill set. So for instance, my product is the photography and the video, but my whole offer in general is the photography and video. And my unique selling proposition is that I offer video within my photography services. And then you also get some brand strategy. And if you don't know what a brand strategy is essentially going through the process where we fine tune what your talking points are, what your point of view is. And I've talked about it in other episodes, but the point is that you do get more education with brand, what it means, what to talk about, how to create brand shoots. There's some, like, even if you work with me, you will just learn how to create a brand on your own. And you're also going to start learning how photo shoots are created based on what concepts. So that's my unique selling proposition, and how if you're just shopping around, looking at other photographers, just looking at the offers, that is what I have done to differentiate myself, to make my product different than others. I know I see this in real estate too. For instance, some real estate agents have a construction company. They also have their real estate license, and they're also interior designers. And so that would be their unique selling proposition. And I bring this up to you because unique selling proposition is not the same as your point of view. And I've come to notice that some people, lovingly and respectfully, have entire brands built, but they actually don't have a point of view. And just saying, I help you build wealth through real estate is not enough. And it's, or even saying love where you live, things like that. Like it's not enough. You really got to dig deep with what your point of view is. And I'll talk about that later, but it's not the same. It's not to be confused with unique selling proposition. And unique selling proposition is also, like I said, it's not about you. It's just your skill set. It can be used in personal branding with, it's just your skill set. Like literally, what skills do you have? It has nothing to do with your personality. And I think a lot of people, or generally we've thought that that's why people buy from us. And I do think that people do buy from us in that way, but I just don't think that that's what makes your brand premium. Or even if you have a product-based business, just having a really good product is not, I believe that it's not enough. I think having a very strong brand is what saves, it's like what proofs your product. This is what actually what I'm sharing with you was inspired that I went to an e-commerce event, and there was this man, his name's Brad Moorhead, and he's just a higher up in the e-commerce world, and he's been very successful taking companies from small millions to big millions, one of them being Tough the Needle. And something that he talked about is just dupes, coming out with dupes. And he said with some of the brands that he's worked with, There's been many dupes that have the same quality, the same feel. Like, the actual product itself is very comparable, but because he's created, or his, the companies that he's been with, created such a strong brand, they are still premium, they are still excellent, they still sell well, they still maintain their pricing. And they're also saying that something that I thought was interesting about him was that even if you sell somewhere like Amazon, having a brand in other places, like, you can say Apple, you can buy Apple AirPods through Amazon, but you love Apple because you trust it, it's been around forever. You can also buy it directly from the Apple website, you can buy it from Best Buy, you can buy it from Target, all these different places. And it's just that strength of that brand everywhere that some dupe from Amazon just can't, like, it just doesn't even compare. And the same thing goes for, like, I even think of myself, I just recently bought some Uggs for $100, even though I was getting targeted ads on TikTok for $13 Uggs, I will still go with the trusted source because I value my time, I value quality, that I'm like, let me just go get some Uggs. I don't mind paying $100 for something that I know has been the tried and true, and they've created a reputation of being where you go to get slippers or whatever. So all that to say is a lot of times we focus on the product, and it's not to say don't have a good product, because I do believe that to being an outlier in your industry, yes, you want to make sure you have an incredible product. Like, that should be obvious, but that is not the most interesting thing about your business, more than point of view. So that's going to take me to my next topic, which is point of view. So point of view is more like the soft skills. Think of unique selling proposition as the hard skills of the offering, of the service, of the brand. And then point of view is more the perspective that you have. It's like offering. I'm so excited about this that my brain's like, we're kind of going a little slow, but I'm like glitching. But point of view is where you're offering people a different perspective of the same thing that we've known, but you're just offering a different angle. See what I mean? Like, I, like, for instance, like, the point of view that I'm offering you as well as part of my business is visibility is not just about metrics, because in the world of short form video or even content, metrics are so big, and it's just such a big focus in getting more followers, getting in front of new audiences, getting, it's like the metrics. And a point of view that I have is actually, no, let's give visibility to these parts about yourself that you have judged harshly. If we give visibility to that, you'll make money. That's it. If we give visibility to these parts about yourself that you think are like, not important, or that's just so me, or it's like you're not seeing it and recognizing it, but me from the outside getting a glance of you, and also working with service providers very similar to you, I'm letting you know that yes, if we give visibility to these parts about your story, it would make your brand more interesting, and it would sell more for you by amplifying this one point of view. So that's a point of view that I have within point of views. So you see the difference with how one is, my USP is I offer photos and videos and strategy. However, my point of view is visibility. It's not all about metrics. Or other points of view that I have is that I think some of the best leaders are marginalized people. When you learn to thrive in an environment, like, for instance, think if you are I actually love Crutches and Spice on TikTok. I'll bring them up because I really love their content. But if you are a Black woman and she has cerebral palsy, so she uses a walker, and so she has a disability. And then also, she's also a larger woman. And I'm just very captivated by everything that this woman has to say, because she can teach us so much more about how able-bodied our society is and what it means to be a leader, what it means to love yourself, what it means to just say things that are going to ruffle feathers, what it means to still stand in your truth, even when the world has all these other opinions about everything, like the standard of beauty or whatever, and still, like, I just love listening to them. I also don't want this to come off like a microaggression. I'm making a point that I value, like, to me, she can teach me way more about leadership than no offense, but like Seth Godin or something on marketing, or Adam Grant, which these are incredible thought leaders, by the way. I really appreciate their work, but I'm not as moved by these two white guys than I am by Crutches and Spice on TikTok. Like she can teach me so much more nuance. Anyway, that's a perspective that I have. But do you see how that pairs along with my unique selling proposition? And it's not that my unique selling proposition is not important, because I don't want this to be misconstrued that you just have a crappy product. You, like, no, that's the standard. Like, you having a good product is bare minimum, and having a strong point of view is what's going to help you sell the crap out of that product. So it's important to not get those confused. I also think that it's important for you to have a point of view, because it's also what makes it where people can't copy or replicate you. And I also want to say that this isn't just specific to personal branding. This is also specific to products. And that was confirmed with me even just by after I went to that e-commerce event, and it just had me thinking of brands like Lululemon, that they're so focused on community and in being engaged with people that their leggings are just as good as these other leggings that I bought from TikTok, but they are just so, they just do such a good job with their brand and just remaining, like, I believe that they do a better job at being top brands more than Aloe Yoga, more than Fubletics. Fubletics can't even compare, in my opinion. I still believe that Lululemon has done a really good job at just being the number one when it comes to athleisure wear. Okay, that could be a controversial opinion because I just thought of Nike and Adidas. But you get where I'm going with this, is that creating a strong brand is what keeps you top tier, is what allows for you to attract top talent, even if your skill sets are the same. And it's important to not get those confused. I also know that I hear this a lot in real estate conversations about having a USP. And I just want to remind you that USP is skill set related, product related. Point of view is more of your personality, your soul, the essence of the brand. It has a greater weight, I believe, than a unique selling proposition, because skill sets can be copied. Even when I look at my photography work, I've been copied before. So you can be copied in that way, but what's gonna remain copy proof and you having that status and that premium edge to your brand is having an impeccable reputation and a very strong point of view that helps your customers believe in something more than just the service you're offering. And that's something that I hope that my brand is doing, is I hope that it inspires you to do something else or to think differently about the world, even if you never buy from me. That's my definition of a very strong brand, is people that I'm just compelled with what the heck they're saying, even if I never buy from them. And that's the difference between point of view and USP. So anyway, that is it for today. If you found value in this, just share it with somebody else on Instagram. Other than that, thanks for being here. I'll catch you on the next episode.
If you're an entrepreneur who just received your brand photos, yet you don't know how to use them to maximize their use and have them look just as beautiful as they do in your brand photographer's Instagram and website, I have a solution for you. I have created a how to use your images guide. These are principles that I use to this day that have lasted the test of time, with how to pair images together and how to think of your brand photos differently and how to make them last you months and months on end as assets that keep elevating your brand and help you serve your services and attract those dream clients. So check out the link in my bio for the how to use your images guide.